It doesn't take much to beguile people with the charm, the history, the architecture, and the liveliness of the French Quarter. Lollipop Tour Shop, however, doesn't fall back on just those charms. It aims to show a different side of New Orleans. We are in the studio with Lolly Walsh, the founder of Lollipop Tour Shop, to hear how the path they pave is different from all the rest. Well, welcome and thank you for joining us today on the show, Lolly.
Thanks. Great to be here.
You had worked for other tour companies before you started Lollipop Tour Shop. So tell us about the inspiration behind starting your own tour company.
It's super daunting. And I'm not sure if I would have done it if I had known at the beginning how much work it was when I first started and got the idea. I got close to what I thought was the top, and I was doing all this reading constantly and getting so excited about the topics and the possibilities. And then my friend who had previously offered me the job and another friend who owned a different company told me about these regulations that the city council had passed in 2017, which made things quite more expensive and a lot bit more bureaucratic. But at that point, I felt sort of like I had climbed to the top of a cliff and I could either go backwards, inch back in a way that to something where I'd already been and then knew I'd have to start something. And so then I was well, I should just jump off the cliff because there's no other option. So that's sort of how it happened.
Now, I know you started out doing tours in the French Quarter and you eventually moved to the CBD. So tell us about what decisions went into that.
I live in the Quarter, so I get to hear all the tour guides all the time. And then I realized I really didn't want that to be my life. And I was working at some hotels in the CBD, and people kept saying, well, how do we find out about what happened here? What are these buildings? What's all this stuff? And I was like, well, you know, there's not really anything that you can do. And then more people kept asking about it, and I was like, wait a second. Even though history is kind of a dull word and central business district is one of the dullest combinations of words in the English language. So we start in Lafayette Square and talk about the American sector and St. Patrick's Church, religion, immigration stuff, because a lot of the things that have happened in the past are deeply connected to the world that we live in today. That's also something I'm really excited about with history is to recognize that it's not just a book that you close and it's all done. It's continuously happening. And so the things, even if buildings have been demolished or caught on fire, which seemingly every other building did here, then there's still so much transition and so many things that are happening from actions that people took in the past.
Yeah, right. So we got to know this. Best unknown fact about New Orleans.
So I guess one of my favorite facts is that New Orleans is, while being known for celebration and all of that sort of delightful things, besides that, people here have been changing the world in ways that are really never talked about or are talked about infrequently. An Irish immigrant that almost single-handedly funded the Revolutionary War, Oliver Pollock, who lived here. He was one of the only individuals who is on the list of funders for the Revolutionary War. It's France and England and Spain and then Oliver Pollock.
Really?
So there's people here who have been having a huge impact in all sorts of maybe quieter ways. And so I want to broaden the narrative about the city, that there are people throughout history, throughout the past, everything that people have been working to make the world and their communities a better place for other people. And a lot of times those stories aren't told.
We have been talking with Lolly Walsh, the founder of Lollipop Tour Shop, which you can find at lollipoptourshop.com. Well, thanks so much, Lolly, for coming in and talking with us today.
Thanks, Kelly. Yeah, I had a wonderful time.
In New Orleans and for NOLA V, I'm Kelly Crawford.